Blog Talk Radio.
More organized than the Oscars and more on task than Bill Walton. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios getting you ready for another week of 15 Minutes of Fame. All right. Before you go forward, you must go back sometimes. So let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to October 15th, 2016. Okay, go back to last fall. Think about this a little bit. Go back to the football season. Go back to a Saturday in which the Kansas State Wildcats were taking on number 19, Oklahoma. Okay, going into this game, not a lot of people outside of Manhattan, Kansas gave Kansas State a shot in this ballgame. Not a whole lot of people. In fact, it looked like it was going to be an Oklahoma runaway. That game was very close. It ended up coming down to definitely the second half. Oklahoma did not have it put away. They only get the 38-17 win, a 21-point victory. Okay, now fast forward a little bit to this past Saturday. Fast forward to just a couple of days ago, in a game that Kansas State should have beaten up on a 4-12 conference team, Oklahoma, going down to Norman, this game should have been a runaway. This game should have been, and I said that on Friday, this game should be a deep bench game. Well, it was a runaway, all right. It was a runaway. There's no doubt in my mind it was a runaway. Kansas State gets walloped, not just beaten, not just loses the game. They get drilled in Norman, Oklahoma on Saturday. Absolutely terrible effort by the Wildcats in this game. How Bruce Weber was able to still ride the bus back from Norman, Oklahoma with that Kansas State team, I will never know. This coach looked uninterested. The players looked absolutely bored out there. They did not care from 10 minutes after the tip. They just looked bored on the court. And subsequently, an Oklahoma team that is missing two of their top scorers from last year, their two of the top scorers from the Big 12 last year, are no longer with the Oklahoma Sooners. And they still beat the living tar out of Kansas State on Saturday. Bruce Weber needs fired. These players need to figure out what the hell is going on in their lives. Just an absolutely terrible, terrible effort by the Kansas State Wildcats on Saturday. There is no one, and I don't think there is anyone in Manhattan that is okay with what happened on Monday. K-State fans are pissed off, and they should be pissed off, because this I was telling someone Saturday that if Bruce Weber is still I was telling someone on Friday that if Bruce Weber was still there at the end of the year, I would be shocked. I was telling people on Saturday if Bruce Weber was still on the team yesterday, I would be shocked. Well, I'm shocked. I am absolutely shocked. If he's not fired today, I just have no hope for this program. I have absolutely no hope for this program if Bruce Weber is not canned. I don't think this is an end-of-the-year thing. I don't think that this waits three more games. I think you get someone in there now. I think they should get someone in there ASAP. Take control of this thing. They have lost their last two games by a combined 44 points. They only won in their last six games was against Texas, a three-point victory against Texas. Kansas State has just absolutely fallen apart. The coach does not care. The players don't care. DJ Johnson was just there. He was just in uniform. He could not have cared less about the second half of that game. It was just all around poor, poor effort by the Kansas State Wildcats. And yes, K-State fans, I fully agree that you should be mad today, because that was a pitiful effort on Saturday. Kansas State, again, they dropped the game in just embarrassing fashion, 81-51. All right, looking across the state, the Kansas Jayhawks, they already have the Big 12 championship in hand. They clinch it outright this weekend after getting the win over the aforementioned Texas Longhorns, beating up on teams that they should beat up, 77-67. Not a convincing win whatsoever by the Kansas Jayhawks, but they do get the victory. Right now, I think they are just on cruise control, trying to get toward the tournament, the Big 12 tournament, and just notching another thing on their list before they head into the Big Dance. But again, they do get a 10-point win against the Texas Longhorns. Three players in double figures. They were led by Josh Jackson, 18 points for him. Only 5 of 14 from the field Saturday for Josh Jackson. 16 points for Frank Mason and Devontae Graham with 12. Let's just be honest with ourselves. Neither of the teams in the state of Kansas looked all that pretty on Saturday. Kansas did what they had to do, got the game, and got out of there pretty much unscathed. They now are 26-3, and unlike their counterparts from Manhattan, it looks like KU is easily in the tournament. Kansas State, you got no shot, dude. You got no shot. Anybody that had a glimmer of hope for Kansas State going into that game completely lost it Saturday. And I can't believe it. Other scores in the Big 12 on Saturday. The Baylor Bears head to Iowa State on Saturday and end up taking the L. The number 9 Bears fall to Iowa State 72-69. Deontay Burton with 22 points for the Cyclones, and they get the 3-point victory over the Baylor Bears. Baylor charged late in this ball game, but could not close what was a quick lead for Iowa State. They got out to, I believe, a 7-point lead at one point in the second half, and could not recover. Baylor could not recover from that. And again, Iowa State picks up their 19th win of the year, 72-69 over the number 9 Baylor Bears. Elsewhere, West Virginia gets by TCU 61-60, and Oklahoma State takes care of Texas Tech 80-63. So not a big day in Big 12 action, but in the top 25, my oh my, were there some big games. We'll start, of course, with that number 1 Gonzaga team. They get knocked off by BYU on Saturday. This a big second half effort by the Cougars. They outscore Gonzaga in the second half 44-30 and take over this ball game late, 79-71. The Cougars get their 21st victory of the year with the win over Gonzaga. Gonzaga Falls gets their first loss of the year, now 29-1. hyperbole to say that they might drop out of that number one. I think it's pure speculation that they will drop now, but it's crazy how things can happen in the next 3 weeks. Losing at the wrong time is not a opportune thing. Losing at the end of this, at the end of the year, is a very tough thing to overcome. But again, Gonzaga does drop their first game of the year, 79-71. So congrats to BYU. They knock off a big time. They notch a big time victory. That game that we were talking about on Friday, when we mentioned this game in the Pac-12, number 5 UCLA and number 4 Arizona. This one was everything that we thought it was going to be. UCLA comes out on the winning side of it, 77-72. The Bruins get the victory. Five players in double figures, 4 in the starting lineup for the UCLA Bruins. A couple of big games, although not a great shooting night for UCLA. They are led by Bryce Alford. He notches 15 points for the Bruins. He is going to be a name to keep in the back of your mind throughout March. He can make this Bruin team really, really go. When he is on, this Bruins team is very good. Again, they get the victory 77-72. They go to 26-3, 13-3 in the Pac-12. Arizona falls to 26-4. Switching to the women's game now. I'm just going to go ahead and play it. I don't even need clarification. I don't even need clarification to play this. I'm just going to play it. Kim Mulkey, the Baylor women's head coach, a coach that I respect tremendously, a coach for her on court I respect tremendously, a coach that has won many championships, has been there multiple times, but man, oh man, did she just make a complete ass of herself this weekend. When asked about the scandals going on at Baylor, which we're all very well, very much aware of, when asked if it was going to deter her recruiting and her ability to pick up players, Mulkey responded with, "If parents won't send their kids here, I can knock them in the face." Really? That's what you're going with? After all of the things that has gone, that have gone on at Baylor, you're going with, "I'm going to punch him in the face"? Oh, Kim. I just, that place is screwed up enough. The entire Big 12, definitely, and the entire NCAA just shakes their head right now at Baylor University, because they have just crapped the bed recently, and this is just another mark of them absolutely pooing the bed. Kim Mulkey, you have to be better than that. You have to be just a little bit smarter than that. You're a hell of a coach, but damn, did you stick your foot in your mouth. All right, a couple of quick things before we close out today's show. Controversy in NASCAR. Congratulations to Kurt Busch for winning the Daytona 500, but did anyone else find it a little bit strange that the Monster Energy drink won the Monster Series? I had no idea. I will be the first one to admit I was completely oblivious to NASCAR changing their sponsor once again. But a little strange that the Monster car wins the Monster Daytona 500. little weird there, but I digress. All right, quick look at what we have going on tonight in the world of sports. Let's quickly jump into what we have going on.
Geez, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Well, we're not going to try to take over the world, but we're going to try to take over college basketball tonight. Three big games going on in college hoops. It starts off at 6 with a ACC battle. Two top 25 teams in the ACC, both still vying for the Atlantic Coast Conference crown. North Carolina, number 8 in the country, takes on number 18 Virginia tonight. That coming from Charlottesville. Again, a 6 o'clock tip on ESPN between the Tar Heels and Virginia Cavaliers. Also at 6 on ESPNU, a little bit closer to home, it is the number 12 West Virginia Mountaineers heading to Waco to take on Baylor. Baylor kind of reeling right now. Both of these teams a little bit reeling after tough Saturdays. So this one should be a nice contest. Again, a 6 o'clock start. ESPNU is where you can find West Virginia and Baylor. And in the nightcap, it is the number 3 Kansas Jayhawks. They host Oklahoma tonight on senior night. 4 players being honored for their senior night achievements. 8 o'clock start on ESPN between the Sooners and the Kansas Jayhawks. KU hoping to do what Kansas State couldn't do and put the Oklahoma Sooners away early. That one, and I said this on Friday, but I'm going to say it again, this one doesn't look like much of a contest. But again, if you do want to check that at 8 o'clock on ESPN, it is the Oklahoma Sooners taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.